Blog Talk Radio.
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
WBBE,
the Beat Drop Radio.
Another edition of the Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas. You already know what time it is, man. And like I said, I am not going to look for any more designated hosts or hostesses, whatever you want to call it. Every week I'm going to have a guest host. Last week I had my girl Nicole Phillips out of Cleveland, Ohio. And this week, Ohio had my back again. You know, I got to keep it lovely, keep it sweet, because that's hence the name, the Sweet Teas. I had to go all the way to Columbus, Ohio, about 2 hours south of Cleveland, and pick a flower, a diamond in the rough. My girl, Crystal Dottie, a.k.a. ModelChrissy.com. What's up, baby?
What up, O-H?
You already know what time it is.
Yeah. What's up, babe?
First and foremost, I want to thank you for having my back this week. Like, I had, let me just tell you the story, and I'm telling the story every week. At first, I had three hosts, and the Sweet Teas came about because all three of them names began with T. Well, one of them never started. The other one dropped out, the day of the first show. And the other one,
She
lasted with me for, and the other one, the last one, got love for her. She was really trying to make it work. She ran with me for a couple months. And I understand how difficult it is when, you know, you're doing some stuff and it's not really, you know, it's not putting money in your pocket and you're devoting time to it. So I dig it. I'm not saying that that's why it didn't work, but everybody has their own issues. So I decided, man, I'm just going to put my face all over the flyer. And I like what you did with the flyer, incidentally. I wish you would have gave it to me earlier, but that's dope. I just decided I'm not going to have a co-host. Every week I'm going to have a special guest host. And this week, like I said, my special guest host is my girl CD, all the way from the CO. Yeah, Crystal Dowdy.
Ooh, yeah.
So I want you to tell everybody who you are, what you do, and all of that, and then we're going to get into some foolishness.
All right. Well, before we get into some foolishness, I'm ModelChrissyD.com, a.k.a. Crystal D. Dowdy, D-O-W-D-Y. So look me up on Facebook or my Instagram name is modelchrissyd.com. Spell it all the way out. What I do for a living is I work for the state, basically for the medical center in the accounting department. And I'm a mom. I have a 14-year-old, about to be 15. You know how that goes, y'all. I'm in the teenage years. So, you know, I model, you know, on the side, and that's my passion. That's my love, you know, but, you know, my God and my son comes first. Most definitely. And I've been blessed, you know, working on different projects and things of that nature. You know, I'm just a normal person like everybody else.
But you're definitely a model. You sent me some pictures and was like, pick a good one. I was like, well, damn, all of them are good. How do you expect me to pick one?
Aww.
You dig what I'm saying? So the one
We're self-critics, so, you know, that's why I say, you know, pick which one you think that is, you know, appropriate and, you know, fabulous or something, you know?
Yeah, well, the one picture I picked, it just looked really, you know how you see those movies and they show a picture of somebody from the past that was really, somebody that was really respected and it was all classy, elegant type picture. I said, yeah, that's the one. So I went with that.
I appreciate it.
You guys can go back to the post and you will definitely see what's going on. So as we go forward, you guys know I never do a topic of the day because I think that's cliche. What we do here is party and BS, party and bullish, party and bullshit with a passion and with a purpose. And I picked some stories to talk about, and we're going to get to as many as we can because we're only on for an hour. And, you know, if we don't get through them, too bad. Don't forget, I got the song of the week, songs that I like that I should not like. And I have not been able to get that Where They At Though segment back going again. I keep forgetting to do it. So we'll play another song, and Crystal Law will be able to talk a little bit more. So, you know, I guess the first issue we should tackle is Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump. And we shouldn't even say his name.
Right. 45.
Yeah.
Let's give him a number.
Yeah, 45.
You know what I'm saying?
45. Yeah, man.
Let's give him 45.
They should just take that number out of counting. You should go 44, 46, 47, 48, you know, 144, 146, 146, you know, and so on and so on. They should just take 45 out because he is a pistol.
That number is going to be a so sensitive freaking number in the future, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to want to wear that on their jerseys, their basketball jerseys, not even soccer, not even rugby,
man.
You know, because, like, man, it's, like, so deep right now with that.
It is.
You know?
And people that have 45-inch waist, they're going to go up want to try to go down.
I
know. You
know
what I'm
saying? Well, too bad my waist is, I'm like,
a
21 waist.
Like a 21. You're like a baby waist.
I think. I think it's like a 20 or 21. So I ain't got to worry about 45, you know. Unless you buy foreign shoes or something, and, you know, they come like really small and they don't fit you when you order them. But, anyways, so. The hot topic right now is the NFL.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
And Donald Trump.
What really pissed me off was we can cuss, right? Not like
If you want to, you can do what you want to. This is
the whole
son of
a bitch, right? So son of a bitch means bastard. You're a bastard child. You see what I'm saying? But when it comes from a president, and a president calls you a son of a bitch, okay, first of all, okay, that's just like if you're in corporate America and your manager can't stand you, or if your manager doesn't agree on a particular thing that he or she does, and they're being unprofessional about it. I felt like even though he didn't – even though he didn't agree upon the protest, you know, because it was white players and black players, because they're
right.
brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
right.
it's just like being in a fraternity when you're playing football or baseball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when you're in
right.
any type of group setting or chapter, you know.
Right.
But as our president, he is basically the manager of the Capital Nation. So,
right.
okay, if you feel that someone's doing wrong, why would you do wrong too? Why would you address them in that manner? You could address them in a professional manner, or your emotions in a professional manner. We're talking about a president that doesn't even respect his wife enough to wear a wedding ring. How about that? Has any of y'all ever recognized that he doesn't wear a wedding ring? Have any of you guys ever recognized that it's been several occasions that he did not pledge the allegiance, and his cabinet did, but he didn't? So how are you going
right.
to call these men sons of bitches? Basically, you're calling them bass. Come on now. Let's
you
go.
Know, and also, when you say son of a bitch, too, like, you know, I just realized this like a few years ago. When you say son of a bitch, so if you know somebody, you call them a son of a bitch, what if they don't have a father? I mean, you call their mom a bitch? Or you call it that? I mean,
exactly.
You know, real talk, you know what I'm saying? That's like, that's crazy. And I just, you know, I think what has happened, what Colin Kaepernick started out, I think everybody's been on all the TV guys have been on the court with this as well. The thing that what
mm-hmm.
he started out to do has been taken out of context because of how he's treating it and what he's doing and what he's saying at these rallies. I think he sees the nation turning against him, even the people that voted on him and put him in office, and he's trying to garner as much attention as he can to those that still will follow him. And there's a plethora of people that will follow his hate. And, you know, what he's doing is dividing people. And you know, because of what he's doing,
right.
you know, people are going to get
right.
hurt. People are going to get hurt. People are going to get hurt. Like, I saw this guy the other night. We were driving down the street and one morning, he was flying with that Confederate flag. And I'm like, I don't really trip over stuff like that, you know, but it's just like when everything is going on, what's happening right now, you know, you blatantly just running that flag down the street. I mean, high tiding it in the back of his pickup truck, like daring somebody to say something or do something. You know, you just, it kind of was like a Donald Trump move. You just, you know, blatantly starting shit, bottom line. Starting shit, whatever. You
yeah,
know,
he,
so,
he's a
I don't
shit
know, I think
starter.
People just ignore
they
him.
Need to take his phone away from me. They need to ban him from Twitter, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, you can ban the president from Twitter. If he's not if he's not using social media for the good, you need to ban him. Just like they're banning other people that's not using social media for the good. They should ban our president. Who cares? His behavior is reckless. He's not working. Let me see. Like, I want to have more faith in him, even though I didn't, you know, I have different political views. But at the end of the day is, if I knew that our president was working instead of doing this, that, and the third, you know, I would respect him more. But he's segregating the whole nation. He's giving it a thumbs up for 50s or to come back alive. People are more comfortable now. You shouldn't be more comfortable.
Yep.
We work together. We all have to get gas for our car. We all have a heart. We all have blood. We all have to go to the restroom. We all watch cable TV. I mean, we do the
yeah.
same thing every day. Y'all might pray to different gods or whatever the nation does, but at the end of the day is, we still people. We still all bleed the same blood, even though we don't have the same DNA, you know, but
True.
He's making it cool. Starting from his campaign, he started in his campaign, and then he wants to say, oh, these are fine people. No, this is not fine people, racial people marching with torches, and then somebody get ran over with a car. How are you just going, what?
Yeah.
And now you're starting stuff in Korea.
Yeah.
It's a whole amount of stuff. You haven't even been in office for a year. We're about to have war again. man.
He better leave that Korean that, man alone.
Man, that young man in Korea, he will drop a bomb on us like 2.5 seconds. And then, you know, number 45, he is tripping. Like, he is, like, really tripping. Like, dude, like, we all want to live.
Number 45.
We all want to survive.
Yeah, we do. See, number 45 got enough money to get somebody to fire up a rocket and get him out of here. You know, and the other plans that we got in life, we can go to another country, man. I just, I don't know, man. I don't even want to waste too much time on that sucker. But,
all right, well, let's,
you know,
let's move on now.
You know, honestly, like, I saw in the NFL this week, I saw a lot of solidarity. I think the only team that didn't really do anything was Carolina. And people were coming down on Cam Newton for that. But everybody was doing some stuff. A couple teams didn't even come out the locker room, like Pittsburgh. You had Ray Lewis in Baltimore, who at first was against Colin Kaepernick. Now he getting down his knee like Stevie Wonder did.
Right.
Did
we ain't going to talk
Stevie
about
Wonder
the
Dallas
I wasn't even going to speak on that, but I'm just saying. I did not mention that. You know?
Right.
You said Stevie. I love Stevie Wonder, but even Stevie, yes, Stevie Wonder got over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
Stevie
seriously.
And
remember,
like,
the track stars from. What was the track stars that had the black gloves? Remember that? They're from the Olympics.
Oh, that was Jesse Owens and the mother folks.
I'm just saying, it's a silent protest, but you're gonna get mad.
Right, and that's where it started off being, man. And I think everybody, it's just like with the Bible. Every time you go to a different church, everybody has their own interpretation of how they interpret the word. You know what I'm saying? So it's like in his stance and turned it in their own type of protest. And, you know, that's not what he started out for. It had nothing to do with a lot of people.
Right.
Lot of people were on their knees. It was just about the brutality against people of color from police. So he sat down.
Right.
Because
right.
They all
it's
ride by
about,
that badge, that
about,
shield, that code.
Right. He's trying to make it about the American flag. It's not about the American flag. It's about equality, because a lot of our grandparents, our fathers fought in wars, the Vietnam War. My grandfather freaking fought in World War One, World War Two. You know what I'm saying? My cousin Bill was in the Air Force. I mean, and went through segregation. So it's not about the American flag. It's about injustice in America. That's what it's about. And that's what people have to recognize. It's not, I mean, it's about race, but at the same senses, it's about injustice. And if you're not African American, or if you're not a minority, you're really not going to understand it, you know, period. I don't care if you grew up in an urban area, if you're a Caucasian person or a Mexican person, but as an African-American, if you're not African-American, you're never going to understand it. So I understand, you have to understand, like, two mentalities, their mentality and our mentality. We're all going to have a different mentality, but as an African-American, we as people, we get treated differently, even though other cultures is not going to understand that. Now, other cultures, they're starting to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Immigration. You know, it's the whole thing about immigration. But anyway,
yeah, man,
I can go on and on and on about
trip,
that.
He is a
so
trip.
Anyway.
I mean, oh, man. Anyway, that's 45, right? Let's move on. It has also been an exciting week in entertainment. A quick note, I didn't see anything on this, but they say Jay-Z turned down the halftime performance of the Super Bowl. I thought that would have been so sweet to see Jigga out there. And he turned it down. Yeah, he didn't give a reason yet. Yeah, he turned it down. He didn't give a reason yet, but he turned it down. Jigga.
You know I'm looking that up right now. Look,
yeah, you know, listen, them white people would have been going crazy if Jay-Z had been out there for halftime. That probably would have been, that probably would have been one of the most white halftime.
Not just white people, everybody, all the people.
Yeah,
we
yeah, yeah,
been
but
crazy.
I'm just saying, you know.
I love me some Jay-Z.
Man, everybody loves JC. The young folks love. They talk all the trash they want, but they want to model their careers and their lives after Jay-Z. You got the quote.
I like the back in the day, Jay-Z, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like,
the hungry
Jay-Z,
not the rich Jay-Z.
Man, yeah. I love the hungry Jay-Z, though.
Can't knock a hustle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. I feel you.
Dude.
I definitely see you.
His beats are so thick.
Yeah. He was hungry. All them cats was like, I mean, you know, a lot of these cats, when they start off like that, like Rick Ross, like, I really like his earlier stuff, but then as he started getting more and more successful, you could hear some of the stuff, but he kind of went back on some of his stuff now, but it ain't never going to be the same.
He chilled out.
When you rich, you got a different rhetoric. You do. You got a different rhetoric. Like,
right.
I mean,
right.
I think everybody
Rick
does
Ross,
that. Even T.I. did
that. He turned into smooth Rick Ross, though. I feel like he turned into that Cadillac music. You turn that music on in a Cadillac, though. Like, yeah. You know? Because at first it was like, what's it called? My big bag, like, just like a bag of money. What's that song called?
My big bag, just a bag of money. Yeah.
You don't know nothing about that song, boy.
I let her count it. Ooh, yeah.
That was my song. I was like, yeah. My big bag looking like a bag of money. Yeah, that's right.
He had a good mixture of music. Like that first album he did, classic. The second one, classic. After that, it was kind of iffy. You know what I mean? It was kind of iffy.
I don't know. It's like when rappers get skinny, they're not interested anymore. I want them to be themselves. For real. It's crazy. Should I not say that? I'm sorry, rappers. I lost weight. I'm glad you guys lost weight for the health. But at the end of the day, it's like, for real, like they just, everybody is going to be different, you know, and try to find their way and just have different, especially if you're a musician, you know. But
yeah,
I'm trying to tell you, Rick Ross got that Cadillac music, baby. I love me some Rick Ross. Skinny or fat, I don't care.
I was like, what you want, Skinny Luther or Big Luther? You want Skinny Ross or Big Ross? I want Big Ross.
I want Big Luther. I want Big Luther.
Yeah, me too. You got to have a Big Luther.
You got to have Big Luther.
So, look, I'm ready to play a couple records. What was you about to say? Go ahead.
All right. No, I was just going to
talk about my baby daddy, T.I. Oh, God. You can have him now. But look, I heard today they say T.I. and Penny are working it out.
That's cool.
We're going to touch bases
on what she said on Wendy Williams, because I watched the clip and Tiny was so right. I have much respect for her. You know what I'm saying? Not because T.I. is my baby daddy.
You know, well, let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they said that they did have an open relationship, so it is what it is. But, you know, you could bring the girl into the house, but you can't go out and do it outside. That's kind of like, ain't that like a
double
standard?
No, the side chick got to be quiet, like Tiny said. The side chick need to be quiet.
Okay. If you don't want them problems, don't start them problems. Right. Hey, this is something brand new. Jasmine Sullivan and Bryson Tiller. It's called Insecure. It's one of my songs of the week. All right? And then I'm going to play Janae Aiko, While We're Young. It's the Black Poppy and Sweet Tea Show with my guest host, the lovely Crystal Doughty, ModelChrissyD.com. Let's go.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I'm needing a break. Clear up the clutter, dang man, can I get a minute? Cause it's space man, you been in my head playing games man. Give me way to control it. Got me feeling like I can't breathe, I can't even hang with the homie. No reason not to trust me, I'm your lady, not a slave. You my nigga, not my master, I'll escape. Thinking who can I run to? Got me looking for a new dude with a chill vibe, who a nice time, who can lay back, who don't pick fights, who ain't insecure. Yeah. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah, when I did all I could do, but you be wanting more. Been a long time, baby, home, I've been away. Work got me in and out of state. Don't know what you're doing, wonder what you're doing. You got niggas in your face, I never let you go to waste. You're my treasure, baby, not my trash. Thirsty's about to make a nigga splash. Why I treat you like a trophy? Control freak, I tell you that's better than no free. Find someone better, you can go free. Stop tripping, girl, you know me, I'm your homie, don't cut it off. We done said it all and we done it all. I want it all for myself, sorry if I'm coming off insecure. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Why you gotta be so insecure? Yeah, when I did all I could do, but you be wanting more. And why you can't get above my back? And I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that.
Told you never trust is important. Ever heard of that? Is it foreign to you? Was a good time really boring to you? You'll be on your shit night, always trying to find you a bully, your lover. Now you my man, I'm a big brother, baby. Something wrong with this bitches. You make it hard to wanna stay, but you help your lady, not a slave. You my nigga, not my master, I'll escape. Thinking who can I run to? Got me looking for a new dude. I'm a good girl, but you're reaching, about to make me give you reason to be insecure.
Oh, why you gotta be so insecure?
Yeah.
When I did all I could do, but you be wanting
more. But you be wanting more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
And why you can't get above my bed? I can take a lot of shit, but I won't take that.
No, I won't take that no
love that record, man. I love that record.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's one of the ones where you sit up there with your glass of wine and, you know, that's a mood setter. That song right there is definitely a mood setter.
For a single woman, you drink your glass of wine. You probably done had like two glasses of wine already through that song. And then you're going to be making that BC call like Bill Bellamy said.
You know?
Vanessa.
So women make those too. I know that. I'm glad you 100 with it. I appreciate that. That song right there, like, I'll put that record on, and if I'm driving, and I'll just let it run like 10 times because the mood that it sets, it just relaxes you, man. It seems like everything she does
is bad,
though. Janae Aiko, that's While We're Young, and before that was Insecure, Jasmine Sullivan, and my man Bryson Tiller. Let me shout out a few people. Listen to my girl Karen Russell, G5G, what up? My man Greg Williams, Space Condo Live, what up? Was somebody else listening too? I forgot that quick. Who else was listening? My man Devontae Riley is checking us out. Who else is listening? I forgot. Damn. Oh well. I forgot that quick. Damn. I did. I forgot. So we were talking about T.I. and Tiny, and you said you had something you wanted to say. You saw her on Wendy Williams. Go for it.
Yeah.
You have the floor, Crystal.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I just seen the baby clip, and, you know, Wendy Williams, you already know she nosy. That's what her show is about. And, you know, she had Tiny on there, and she was asking Tiny about the allegedly woman that T.I. cheated with. And
she's fine, too.
Tiny was like, you know, everything was cool until she started commenting on my page.
Right.
And she was like, and then she starts singing my songs. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, and then she just started commenting. She said, first of all, if you the side chick, she didn't say side chick, but basically if you the other woman, you supposed to be quiet.
Right.
But basically, you just put yourself out there, you know, and she's like, I wouldn't have said nothing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel Tiny, you know what I'm saying? She also said, as it been in a reality show, it hindered her relationship with him because, you know, reality shows mean everybody's in your business.
Right.
There ain't no hitting cameras. The cameras just all up on you. But at the end of the day is, as in the entertainment business, it comes with the territory. Now, I done heard that twice this week. It comes with the territory. Why should it come with the territory, though? You know what I'm saying?
Why are you asking me?
But no. I'm just saying.
No, I got you.
I'm not in that position. I'm not rich. I'm in a small modeling circle. You know what I'm saying? Dreaming big.
Right.
You know, doing, you know, this, that, and the third. You know, I'm a mom first, so I have to keep it classy at all times. But when you're that big, why does it have to come with the territory? And that's what some of our men and women, they have to think of. It shouldn't come with the territory. But at the same sense, you know, some people, they may become separated, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? But if a high-profile couple is separated, you're still supposed to be quiet, period, point blank. And you're not supposed to put it all up in their face like, oh, I'm fucking your man, this and that and the third. First of all, what the reality people say, that's messy. Now, that's probably in the Urban Dictionary. That's messy. Like, you're supposed to be quiet. We have kids together. Our kids is on a reality show, basically. And that's all they know is their parents. They don't know what their parents do outside of being a family. So you're supposed to, at the end of the day, I feel Tiny. Shut your fucking pie hole, bitch, because, I already know that my marriage is kind of rocky, But if you the side chick or the behind chick or, like, you know, a whatever chick, shut the fuck up, basically.
Right. You're right. But, you know, the thing is, I think you have to – something – see, with me, when stuff like that happens, something has to happen down the line with her and T.I. T.I. must have did something to piss her off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, a lot of times,
because
right. I've heard stories of people having women outside of their marriage for 20, 30 years. The wife knows about
exactly.
it, but the other girl just played her position.
Yeah.
They played
exactly.
their position. But something happened along the line.
And that's what she said. Play your position, play your role. Just like Cardi B said.
Right.
You little bitch, you can't fuck with me. Play your role, basically,
right.
your position. She's keeping it real. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you already know that this dude is married, and even though you know his personal life because he's coming to you because, you know, he's confiding in you because you're new and he's comfortable with you and he's telling you, like, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. He might be telling you what you want to hear. But at the same sense, he
right.
needs someone to vent to because he feels that he can't vent to the person that he's separating from. Of course, if you were someone
Man.
For so many years, if you were someone for, like, so many years, you may become distant. You may want to venture out to, like, see what's going on. But at the end of the day is, the wife is going to shit on you at the end of the day, like, bitch, he's not going to leave his kids. He's not going to do this. And you were temporary. She, Tiny can do the same fucking shit that T.I. is doing. You know what I'm saying? Just because she's a mom and she bared his kids, okay. But at the
and
end of the day, as women, we could do the same fucking shit that the guys do. And that's what these chicks don't understand, especially chicks that don't have kids or family-oriented. See what
and
I'm
that,
saying?
And that girl he was messing around didn't have any of that, exactly. And I think, you know, that's what happened with the Floyd Mayweather situation. You can't tell me that she was out there and her and Floyd, even if they didn't have sex, they messed around because he was too much in her space for them not to have messed around. You know, in her space, like on her grind, what made him feel comfortable to do that? Because they did something. And, you know, if they both can get past where they are, then that's cool. But I'm saying when you have, like I hear today a lot of people talking about, yeah, man, my girl, she'd go pick the chick and bring her home. The thing you got to understand is if you go a high caliber like that in your bedroom, when that girl gone, you got to go extra hard because you got to make up for that extra stuff that wasn't there on a regular basis. So if you ain't ready
right.
to deal with the glory of the fallout of your decision, then you
right.
shouldn't even play those games because when you play those games, they get really deep. And even
right.
though men say they don't have emotions and stuff, they do have emotions. Niggas be
they
lying.
They do have emotions.
Niggas, just to put that out there, niggas be fucking lying about emotions. Even on a one-night stand, you know what I'm saying, you have some type of emotion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think there's nobody that bar, you know what I'm saying, where you just walk around like animals and just you put the joint in there. At some point, you have to have some type of feeling for this woman within this 30, 40, or 2-3 hours that y'all talk, something got you hard. Something excited you. Something started your hormones and her pheromones got you going. So you had some type of feeling about this woman. You liked her.
Exactly.
Something. You know what I'm saying? And,
exactly.
You know, so stop.
No matter
line.
If
so,
her,
you know,
her
when,
ass or if it was her personality, you know what I'm saying? Or her
yeah.
hair or just, you have to have some type of vibe to connect with someone if you're going to share your body with them. And,
yeah,
you know, you see what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
either they're going to like you because you're opposite of what their significant other is, like either you're a party girl and your significant other is not, or like you and your significant other or wife or whatever, y'all are much of the same. And then when it comes to money, when both of you two have money, you know, it's just like, well, shit. What are we supposed to do now? Because we both got money
right.
and, you know what I'm saying, we both popping bottles and I have a singing career. You have a singing career. You're on the road. I'm on the road. But at the end
right.
of the day is, you know, are you going to be, are you guys going to be loyal? Like 20-year-olds
you got
do that
my,
type
you,
of shit.
Yo, you got my phone lines popping because they don't pop like this. I'm going to have to bring you back. So, look, before we run out of time, I forgot who was listening. I big up my man Devontae, big up my man Greg, big up my girl Karen, who's a very avid supporter of what we're doing. Also, shout out my man, I forgot that quick. Oh, my girl Devon down in Miami, she's tuned in. I don't know. If you don't tell me you tuned in, I don't know you tuned in. There's some people on here. Some from Detroit is on here. Columbus is on here. I don't know area code 559. North Carolina is on here. They go another 614 number. I don't know who all is on here. So, but it's all good. If you want to say something, we got a few minutes left. You got to press 1 on your phone and we'll get to you. But right now, every week I do a segment called Songs That I Like That I Know I Shouldn't Like. And I'm getting ready to play one of those right now. And my song of
the
week
California
for that
559.
Is it? That's your people, ain't it? See? Look, that's what that model life would do to you. That's that model life. I ain't never heard of 559. I know 323619. What
like
else?
559.
What
I
else
know
California?
That is. That's
213-323. Somebody from Detroit want to say something. We're going to get back to you after I get this in. Look, my song that I shouldn't like this week is the Migos, Get Right With You. I love them dudes, man. I don't know why, but I do.
Hey.
But here we go. We're going to come right back. I got my girl model, ChrissyD.com, in the building. Yeah, man. She filled in pretty good. Too bad Shane in Atlanta. We could do it together every week. Y'all hold tight. It's Black Poverty.
Word. Boy, what's all that noise you got going on down there? You staying in my basement. You can't be listening to that mess. You need to be. I don't know. Yeah, it don't sound right. Like, I like me some Big Daddy Kane, some LL Cool J's, some Heavy D's. I don't know. You know, even Cool Moe D.N.C. Hammer. Gangsta, but I don't know what that is, baby. You listening to down there? That's some Futures, Travis Scott, Migos, or the Kanye West? I don't know. You got it should be at least be on the Jay-Z level, baby. I don't know what that is. You can't understand none of them people's are saying. For the life of me, I just can't figure out why or how you can like that mess. My God.
Yeah. Hold up. Get right with you. I'ma get right with you. Bad. Then dismiss him. Bam. I ain't really here to take no pictures. Flash. Middle. Yeah. System. Yeah. Coop is robotic. I ain't touching. Nah. Looking at your she bustin'. Yeah. Woo. Riding in that coop with the wing. Yeah. Going to Thailand. Yeah. Percocet, party serving things. Yeah. Swear to God, my blood was Vietnamese. Yeah. Taliban, my drugs, rap on bleed.
Taliban,
rap serving all day, my gas on E.
Let's go.
30 hollow tilts in the stendo. Bow. Shadows keep raving by my window.
Shadow.
Thanking God he saved my life on kick those.
God.
Thank you. Still sipping oil, me go sit go.
Drink.
Hold up. Get right with you, I'ma get right with you.
Bad.
Then dismiss him.
Bad.
I ain't really here to take no pictures.
Flash.
Middle. Yeah. System. Yeah. Coop is robotic, I ain't touching.
Nah.
Looking at your she bust. Hold up. Woo. Get right with you, I'ma get right with you.
Yeah. Woo.
Get right with you.
All set.
In the kitchen with a lot of white.
White.
Twice. Make a million, then I make it twice. Bought the rape and had the ceiling light. With some cellulite.
Ooh.
Tape a brick to a take a flight.
Ooh.
Used to ask what the lit was like.
Where?
Now I'm asking what the lil look like. Copy Mike Tyson bite. Smoking cookie, yeah, that's dynamite.
Cookie.
Woo. Lamborghini, white on white.
Lamborghini.
All these diamonds, yeah, they white on white. Taking chances, hit the road of dice. Send my shooters, come and take your life. Count 100,000, start snowing.
Honey,
going, go. 30 round clip, time for arm malignant. I'm
whole dog for minutes. You trapping hard for pennies.
Go.
Hopping the frog is tenant. Asking the Lord, forgive me.
Hold up, hold up. Get right with you. I'ma get right with you. Bad. Then dismiss us. Bad. I ain't really here to take no pictures. Flash. Middle, yeah, system. Get right with you, I'ma get right with you. Wow. Get right with you, I'ma get right with you. Hello. Woo. Get right with you, I'ma get right with you. Yeah. Get right with you. Pop me a missile.
Hey.
Take me a picture. Flash. Get right with you, I'ma get right with you. Shit like Christmas. Like Christmas. Right like this. White, drink to a fish, drink, cut like scissors, cut, boy got wisdom, fixes,
smack,
whole gang itching, hit the bone one tripping, better run attention for the tension, 100 round drawn, listen, now end up missing, get them knocked out for a ticket, how many do the sending,
oh man,
the white, windy, pick up the pipe and she get no penny,
no,
rockstar living life, landing. You can do better, never settle. Keep a Beretta, catch the pressure. I tell the plug, mail him, which way?
That way.
Tell him.
Hey.
Hold up, hold up. Get right with you. I'ma get right with you. Bad. Then dismiss us.
Bad.
I ain't really here to take no pictures.
Flash.
Middle, yeah. System. Get right with you. I'ma get right with you. Wow. Get right with you. I'ma get right with you. Hold up. Woo. Get right with you. I'ma get right with you.
Yeah.
Get right with you.
Get right with you. I'ma pop me a miss.
Hey,
take me a picture.
Hey, you should have seen me. I was acting like I was on the dance floor. Like, get right with you. Hey. So I just got hit up, though.
I don't know what it is about them dudes. I love the Migos. Anything they got,
me too.
I try to hear them. I love them dudes, man. And, you know, shout out to my man, DJ Darrell. He is their official DJ. He travels with them, does some of their production. He is DJ L-Dog from Cleveland's son. He used to make our mixtapes back, or our performance tracks, our performance tapes back in the day, man. He is just incredible. I know he liked and they show up. I'll be trying to catch some of their live performances online. So real quick, welcome back to Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas with my girl Chrissy Gowdy in the building, Chrissy D, model.com. So I got my man on the phone. I found out who the 313 is. It's my man Jason Champion, the original member of Men at Large with me. What's up, folks?
What's up, Jason?
What's up, family?
Pat Smear.
What's up? Hey, man,
did you
sorry.
Just call him Pap Smear?
Hey.
Yeah,
oh,
I had to tell you about that off the air.
Don't start. That is not even, come on,
don't
man.
Start none. It won't be none.
They don't even know that sound. Don't even tell it off the air.
I don't even want to know. I'm a female. I want to hear the story off
so
the line, though, off the grid.
I got my man, my original partner who I made history with out of Cleveland, Ohio. He has a show that he does on Wednesdays on another network, and I'm going to let him tell you about it. But y'all make some noise for my man. Y'all out there listening for my man Jason Champion, the original Dandala. What's up, bro?
Dandala.
What's up, Black Poppy? I can't keep up with your names. You like Puffy these days. I don't know if you Black Poppy. I don't know if you Dave T. I don't know if you Dangerous Dave. I don't know what to call you.
Dangerous Dave and Super Dave is gone. Them things is out the window. I mean, it started with Dangerous Dave. It went to Super Dave. Then when I went to the islands, they called me King Tali. And I don't know. Then after I came back and then I moved down here to Atlanta, I just said I had to change things up. And it was Black Pavarotti, short for Black, you know, Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas. You know what I'm saying? Somebody called me Black Coffee. So it was like the name of the show should be called Black Poppy. And then originally, I was supposed to have three girls on the show. They all their names began with T, but they all their cups fell on the floor and shattered. So, but I still kept
the name.
You should have
been called Hot Dave for Hot Atlanta.
Nah, I ain't putting nothing about Atlanta in my thing. What's up, Jason? Tell them about your show on Wednesdays, fam. Wednesdays, fam.
It's called Heart of a Champion Radio Program. It comes on at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. It's on the Finding My Way channel network. It's Blog Talk Radio as well. We got that going on. We got the new single that just, the video that just came out. It's getting ready to impact radio in a couple of weeks.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, and the album is coming out top of the year, first quarter.
And after all these years and months, we're actually going to do a show. Don't we have a show coming up? Is that definite yet?
As far as I know, I talked to the promoter, and so we're supposed to be in Cleveland doing a tribute to Gerald Levert. Is that what we're doing on November the 10th and the 11th?
Are we?
Yeah, that's what
I know. The
11th,
I'll be here. I'm talking about Derek Blanks.
Oh, you talking about, yeah, we're doing a birthday party for the extraordinary videographer, photographer Derek Blanks, who shoots videos and does photo shoots for just about, you name it, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Asia, everybody. So, yeah, we'll be here in Atlanta November the 2nd at his birthday party. So I'm looking forward to that, man.
That's
yeah,
hot.
this is our 25th anniversary of our year of our release, so it'll be good. We ain't been together in a long time, so we definitely gonna turn Atlanta upside down that night. So you know, make sure y'all be at that. It's going down. But we only got a few minutes, man. I appreciate you calling in, Doggy P. Smear.
I know, right?
Slow and she bad.
It's nice
hey,
to
man.
Meet you.
It's Peppy.
Always love. It's
say hi to Chrissy, man. Say hi to Chrissy. Chrissy, that's Jason. Jason, Chrissy.
What's up, Jason?
What's happening? My pleasure meeting you guys. I think the show is hot. I'll be listening every week.
Awesome.
My dude. All right,
thank
fam.
You.
Go get some LFAW.
Can I get my shout out?
You know what LFAW?
Man, you need
can
to
you
stop.
Get your what?
Goodbye.
Can you get your what? Chrissy, what you say?
Can I get my shout out to one? My homegirls is listening too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do your thing. All right, Jay, we'll holler at you, baby. Do your thing, baby. Go ahead.
Right. We love you, Jay.
He gone. Shout your people out.
He don't love us. Dang. Anyway.
Yo, I hung up on him.
I want to give us. You so mean. No. But
No. I just turned his mic off so me and you can keep going. That's all. Do your shout outs, girl.
Oh. Okay, my bad. You're not mean. I'm sorry. But I just want to give
mean.
A shout out to my sister-in-law, Felicia. Her and her homegirls is at work listening on live. They say, what's up?
Hey.
Say what's up, Dave.
I said, hey, what's up, baby?
And my homegirl, Kasha, she chimed in. And my homegirl, Misha, they're chiming in. Kasha was like, love the combo. You already know. Good job. And thanks for keeping it trill. Boo.
Keeping it trill.
Love
ya.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. So that's for my Ohio women and my besties and the loves of my life. You know, shout out to my sisters and my home and my brother Sean. You know what I'm saying? So I have to
that's
shout,
my dude.
You know,
Sean,
I shout,
that's my guy.
I know, I gotta shout him out. And my mom might be listening. What's up, mom? Just in
hey,
case
mom.
You're listening. And my son. So I just had, oh, also, I wanted to let you guys know because since you're down in Hot Atlanta, right quick, I'll be in Trendsetters, the Trendsetters magazine coming up soon.
Uh-oh.
So check me out. And also, I've been in the magazine a couple times, even Fansetters. So if you want to Google me, Model Crystal Dowdy from Columbus, Ohio, so you can see a couple of the articles that I've been in. Will Stewart, that's my Ace Boon Koo. He's such an amazing person. And that's your homeboy. So you already know.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing big things. He's
dude.
From Canton, Ohio. Woo. He's a Buckeye.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
So I'm kind of blessed that Atlanta gives me the love that I get from,
well, you
know,
when
I'm
you,
all the
you
way
know,
to Ohio
so many...
and I get love from Atlanta. That's pretty awesome.
But that his magazine is national, though. It's international. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's
paper
it's
here,
right,
but it's online as well. But so that's international love. But one thing I tell you about Atlanta, when something real comes through, people take notice because everything else is like a mannequin. Everything else is fake. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of smoke and mirrors down here, man. So when you have people that move down here and they call you and tell you how how sweet they doing and different stuff. A lot of times they be lying. So you need to get a certified proof of it. You dig what I'm saying? You dig.
Right.
Because there's a lot of phoniness down here, and I can't stand it. But, you know, Will recognize Will, and that's why Will messes with you, and that's why he puts you in his publications. And you're a beautiful lady. So, you know, what's going down. So as for me, October 20th, as far as I know right now, I'll be coming to town for my man Rock, Mike B's birthday party in Columbus, Ohio.
Most
and my man Rock, my man Darius Travis. And also November 11th here in Atlanta at the Rialto Performing Arts Center. It's the same place Candy had her play. I'm doing a production. My man Niall Martin, his production is called His Double Life. And I am starring in it also with my girl Robin LaHoya Charles, who was the daughter of Ray Charles. And I'll tell you, when we went down for rehearsals in Miami, some of these scenes got really intense, man. It was like a fight. You know, I ain't going to tell you who was fighting. You know, somebody needed a transplant. Somebody was in the closet, and they got exposed. I mean, it was all kinds of stuff going on, and that's the storyline. I ain't going to give it all to you. But November 11th at the Rialto Performing Arts Center, His Double Life. It's going down. We need to set this place out, man, because we taking it on the road. We going everywhere with it. So I need y'all to get your tickets now. Crystal,
get your tickets now.
I wish
I knew how to sing.
I can teach
I don't
you.
Know how to sing. I could dance.
In your falsetto.
Hey, maybe you could put me on auto-tune so I could be a backup singer. But auto-tunes only. Because that's what everybody uses now. You know, they don't. Nobody sings anymore.
You know what's
but
crazy?
I ain't trying to
auto-tune. Auto-tune was originally just used to give the sound crisp. I mean, you know, the white artists started using it first, and then you know T-Pain took it to the next level, trying to emulate Roger Troutman. But anyway, we only got like a couple minutes left, if I'm not mistaken. Like
oh,
I said, this
so
clock
sucks.
Is off.
I want to keep you forever. On air. Don't you guys want to keep us forever? Like, we're sweet. That's what
you know,
Ohio
maybe we
talk.
Can do a,
That's that Ohio talk.
You know, we good together, baby. We good together. We got something in common. Yeah.
Hey.
So I have to bring you back. I know you can't commit to it every week, but I have to bring you back because you definitely were very good. And, like, I'm looking
for... Oh, thank you, honey.
I think I have... Either my girl Karen Russell next week or either have my girl Karen Crew next week. I don't know who I have booked yet, but guarantee you I'm going to bring some beautiful ladies to the spotlight. I want to thank my girl Crystal Dowdy. That's modelchrised.com on Instagram. Make sure you check her out. Anything you want to say in parting, we got like 30 seconds.
Oh, me?
We got like 30 seconds. What you want to say? Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, well, I want to thank you for having me on your show. I had a blast with everybody. I had a blast about talking about the topics. I really got a lot of stuff off my chest. Thank you for your love and support always. I can't wait to see you in October. We're going to kick it. You know, let me know what you want to eat because, you know what I'm saying, we're going to eat healthy, but it's going to be awesome, you know, so let me know. Text me on the side note, because I eat healthy, but Felicia, she probably don't cook healthy, but I'm going to cook some healthy stuff. But anyways, you know, you're part of
there.
The family.
Right.
We love you. And
love you
I
back.
Can't wait to be on the show again. Love you guys.
Anytime you want to, y'all keep it locked, man. It's Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas next Monday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the J King Network. We gone. Thank you, Jason, for calling in, bro.
Hey.
We out of here. Peace.
And the things that you do when you do what you do. Whatever she wants, she gets. Whatever she needs, she gets. Don't care how much it is. Don't care how much time I spend. It's alright. It's okay. Every minute, worth every minute. As long as
that I'm with.